And after 4 years of thinking about it, Congress is closer than ever to passing serious cybersecurity reform legislation. House and Senate lawmakers passed separate bills before adjourning for the August recess last week. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins us now with details on those bills and what it means for federal agencies. Hi, Jason.
Jared.
So let's pick the Senate just to start with. What did they address on that side?
Well, the Senate Intelligence Committee approved the Cybersecurity Information Act actually last month. The bill would do several things, but what's most important to it is that it would put in place liability protections for individuals and companies that appropriately, as they say, monitor their networks and share cyber information. Liability has been a huge sticking point over the last 4 years. I mean, this is what's really stopped serious cybersecurity legislation from happening. Now, the bill does several other things. It requires the Director of National Intelligence to increase sharing of classified and unclassified cyber threat data, also with the private sector, and protecting sources and methods. It also authorizes the voluntary sharing of information by individuals and companies with each other and the government, again, only used for purposes to protect their information, protect their data, their people. And I think both of those are really important. I mean, we've seen a lot of information sharing going on with the government and with industry, but because they're going to put it into law and then add liability, I think that's really the key piece. And that's why this is so significant.
And that liability piece, I think, has been challenging in past years, especially on the Senate side, right?
It's right. They can't quite find out, okay, what's the happy medium of liability protection? Because in some ways, vendors are saying, well, I'm not going to share information if I could get sued if the government leaks it or uses it and somehow. And the government's saying, well, why would we do that? But as we know, it's hard to keep secrets sometimes. And you may not intentionally say company X got hacked, but if you do, what happens to their shareholders? What happens to them? What happens if they share bad information? Well, if they think they're getting attacked, they tell you steps are taken, and then those steps are false.
And no responsible company is going to take a trust approach.
Exactly.
And so on the House side, conceptually similar to what they did on the Senate side, how difficult are these things going to be to reconcile?
So the House side, they looked at three bills: the National Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Protection Act, the Homeland Security Cybersecurity Boots on the Ground Act, and the Critical Infrastructure Research and Development Advancement Act. Real quick on each of them, the big one here is the Cyber Critical Infrastructure Protection Act. It's a 64-page bill. There's a ton of stuff in there. But again, I'm going to pick out just a few things.
Sure.
And the one thing that's most important, I think, is that the DHS secretary would have to coordinate with other governments, national labs, critical infrastructure, to do several things, including ensuring critical infrastructure providers have timely cyber threat information. So again, the sharing piece. The bill also would address the liability protections for the technology providers under what they're saying, the Support Anti-Terrorism by Fostering Effective Technologies Act of 2002. Now, this will do several things, but basically, it would basically give the vendor some liability protection. Now, how much and how is it similar to what happened in the Senate? It's hard to say. Because remember, there's also the CISPA bill, which did pass the House.
Right.
That's, again, Cybersecurity Information Sharing Protection Act. Again, that has liability protection, too. Real quick, the Boots on the Ground Act, that's really about DHS's workforce and making sure they're trained well, that they're recruited well, and that they do an analysis. And then the Critical Infrastructure Research and Development Act is all about making sure investment in research and development by DHS's Science and Technology Director is heading in the right direction, meeting the needs of physical and logical security.
Okay, so it sounds like there is at least some potential framework for, especially on things like the liability protections, for that to go to a conference committee and maybe get something to the president.
Absolutely. I think that's why I think that we can, as a community of the federal government, say, okay, this may be the year they actually get it done. There's no shutdown, hopefully. There's no arguments over debt ceilings. So I think, of all the things that's important, I think the Target hack that would happen with NSA, right, and everything that you're hearing about has got to raise the attention again, but not in a reactive way, but in a, hey, I think we need to get this done type of way. So I think, if they can get the conference committee and kind of flesh it out over the next, September, October, November timeframe, and, maybe even in December a little bit, you may see a huge bill get passed that's going to hit those liability protections and other things that's most important.
Right, and yet it's one of only several things that are going to be back on their plates when they get back from recess, so we will see what happens. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller, thanks as always for coming in and explaining cybersecurity legislation to us. Appreciate it.
Always a pleasure.
You want to say happy birthday to the Coast Guard?
Yes. Because why wouldn't I?
It's 224 today. Big birthday.
Big birthday. 200. Wow. They don't look a day over 200.
I know. So we'll have the Coast Guard band play us to the top of the hour here.